What does Jesus teach us? He is teaching us about vibrant and loving relationships. But sometimes, when things happen, we justify ourselves. This is what the lawyer was trying to do. He was trying to justify himself. But God expects and requires us to love and treat others with the same level of care, respect and kindness.
And
the ones which give to the ones we love deeply. Even the care we give to ourselves. Extending the natural inclination.
Repeat me.
To extend that natural, the natural way you want to tender for your children and for yourself. But then I found myself wanting. And I said to myself, how can we love others when we don't love ourselves? How can we respect other people when we don't respect ourselves? Do we sometimes just take time to care for ourselves? Sometimes we are even stingy to ourselves. We don't even care about our well-being. We don't even understand ourselves. But Jesus is saying, if I'm in the center of things, all things are possible. Unconditional love is what God is expecting from us. God is even expecting us to love those who are very hard to love. Do you know there are some people who are very hard to love? You can try to love them, but if they don't like you, they don't like you. You can try to help them, but if you help them, they don't even see that you have helped. God is even saying, love that person until that person changes. We can never change a person, but through the love of God, we can change. Sometimes you want to love people, your relatives, your friends, but they are like weather. In the morning, they are winter. You cannot even approach them. At 10 a.m., they are summer. They are all loving and they want to be loved. They want it on their terms. But God is expecting us to love them. Sometimes, they are a storm. A storm. But God is saying, when you find Mama Zikali being a storm at that time, use the word of God. And this storm shall be quiet. Because Jesus lives and he is the center. Sometimes you want to love people, but they are volcanoes. They can... Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you find yourself, what did I do?
What
have I done? Sometimes you look after your families who are at home, but when they come, they don't even appreciate you. They think you are a show off. Sometimes you want to help someone who thinks they've got it all. And then when you want to go and help, they look at you. They look at your status. And they think you cannot help them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I ask myself, God, how do we go through this? And then I heard God saying, the battle does not belong to us. The battle belongs to God. Hence, John, the founder of the Methodist Church, he says,
what?
Do good
Yenzo kuhle.
Whenever you can do good.
Apho kol kwazi.
Don't worry about the storm.
Unga katazeki ngesa.
Don't worry when the volcano.
Unga katazeki ngeva.
Do not worry.
Yenza.
Be you.
Okwenza okwa.
Let God be God.
Yeah, we ka uthixo be nguthixo.
If you want to inherit.
If ufuna ukuba.
Internal life.
Uphila impilo engaphakade.
Focus on shifting and holding on.
Jonga ke ugcina ubambelele.
To God's obedience.
Ngoba uthixo ufuna uthobekile.
And when you are in obedience.
Xa uthobekile.
You dance in the rain.
Uyajayiva.
You don't see the volcanoes.
Awuboni ke.
You don't see the stones.
Awuziboni zakhwithi.
Sometimes. There are people who also genuinely want to help. And the person who needs help, they look at somebody and they see, oh, so she thought what she has got, the remainders, that's what she wants to come and give me. We are sometimes not grateful in life. Sometimes you go and see somebody and want to pray with them. And you don't bring anything. You pray and you pray. And then when you come out, because people are used that you must give money all the time. But silver sometimes is a visitor. And you don't have them. And they'll ask, so why did they come? How come they didn't give us a plate? It's not all about money all the time. It's about the prayer and the connection. It's about being there physical for somebody. This man was physical. He went to be with that person. So when I read this, I said to myself, I want to leave a legacy. How do I leave a legacy? By being obedient. I also asked myself, remember the parable of the sower and the seed? And when he went to sow, the other seed, you know, the different places where the seed went. So I asked myself, and if I was a Samaritan, if I was to come, what type of a seed am I? What type of a seed am I so that it will grow and leave a legacy? So I looked at the legacies. I'll be finished. And I saw. Just want to give you 2 minutes and 2 seconds or five to say, close your eyes. Or just leave them open and ask yourself. As Christians, as children of God, as a good Samaritan, as a good Christian, what is the legacy you are leaving? When I closed my eyes when I was at home, I said, I want to leave the legacy. I want to live. I want to love. I want to listen. And then I want to leave a legacy of love. I want to laugh. So I came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think 5 L's. And I said, I want to live. Because this is my purpose to live on life. But as I am living, what am I doing? So I said, I'm going to embrace living, making the most of each day, spoiling myself. And sometimes you don't need money to spoil yourself. I said to myself, sometimes when you think of spoiling, you think of going and having a jacuzzi, a spa, your hair done, your nails, and you relax. But maybe the economy is not allowing us to do that. And I said, God has given us all those things in our houses. If you don't have a spa, money to go to a spa, you've got a tub at home. Fill it with hot water. Light candles. Put bubble baths. And say it and say, glory be to God. If you don't have a tub, there are those long armor dishes. Fill it with water. And live. And live. And when you come out, Nompelo, call me and say, Mama, I was spoiling myself
with
a glass of Fanta
and
live life and live a legacy. When you treat yourself, when you come to church, you don't see enemies because you are content with what you have. Hallelujah. Go and leave your buckets and live life. I looked again. I said love. It is important. Just to love each other. Sometimes when you see Mama Buyela with her husband walking, don't be jealous. Look for Mama Zikali whose husband is in the UK. Hold hands and walk. Mama Buyela, we are also joining ourselves. Life goes on. Life goes on. I was saying I want to listen more. This lasting impact of attentive and empathetic quality of listening. Listening shaping how others feel powerful and
positive.
Just to listen to someone. We are all going through a lot. Just to sit. Let me tell you, this church where we come, there is a lot which goes on here. This girl, she works a lot. She's here for us. Just to come and listen to her. Mama, I am tired.
Mama,
I am just, then you just go. And then you say, I don't have money. You don't tell her, but you go to Pick and Pay. You just bring
a Coke
and a cream bun.
Cream bun.
And just come and sit and you eat and drink that Coke. It will make her feel better. And it will open a door for her. For a big blesser to come. To come and bless her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Living in a legacy. I was saying, God loves us to laugh.
We have
to laugh, Mama Malinga. Just to laugh, it makes you feel good. If you don't have anyone to talk, just start talking to yourself and make something happy and jabula! And the stress goes away. Don't just laugh for the wrong things. Talk to yourself and laugh.
Ah!
I told you, even my children, they see, they think I'm crazy. I am not. It's for my good. Yes. You put music and you start dancing. Last week we were celebrating Nomad. I think you're all Nomad from 9:30. He's here from 7:30 until evening. And he turned 80. So on Sunday we went to celebrate.
Yeah.
I was seeing all the Magogos. I was there also. And we were doing a go-go. And then I even sent the videos to my sisters. My sisters were laughing at Sisi. You are teaching Abalungu the wrong things. I say it's not wrong things, it's jabulani. And then the joy of the Lord. When it fills you, you don't see somebody as low. When the joy of God is in you, when you dance, you dance for the kingdom of God. When the joy of God is with you, when someone is going through stuff, you don't see a poor person. You see somebody who needs help. When the joy of God is with you, hallelujah. Hallelujah!
Amen.
All things starts to work good. For those who love God. Let me tell you, I'm living my life. Money or no money, I'm living my life. And I'm enjoying myself. Even the puppies, those who stole my dentures, while they'd stolen my dentures, they were outside and they could see me dancing. I shall conquer this. The battle does not belong to me. The battle belongs to God. Let me close with saying, if God is for you, who can be against you,
Mama Mokwena?
If God is for you,
if we are over,
who can be
against
you? If God is for you, do all the good you can.
But
nobody can be against you.
No
one fashioned against you shall prosper. Don't worry about the battles and fears. They will not prosper because there is God. He is God for the rich. He's God for the poor. He's God for the disabled. He's God for those who don't have husbands. I was looking at this paper. And this man was saying, you know how us old people, when you see these young ladies. Toko? How old are you? You've overgrown. When are you going to get married?
When are you going to
get married? This man says, be very straightforward. Ask them, when are you dying? Because they want to put you down. When God's timing is there, God's timing is the best. When God says yes, no one can say no. When God opens the door, no one can close the door. The Samaritan, when he saw this door, which the two had closed, God said the door was still open. We are more than conquerors. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As I'm going to sing this song, I know we promised ourselves we should be out by 1 o'clock. I'm going to say to you, we all falter. Sometimes we all do the wrong things. Sometimes we are not there for others. Sometimes we have become judges like this lawyer who was asking, and we judge other people. Sometimes we sin without us knowing. Sometimes we have looked at other people and thought they are not worth it. The priest and the Levi thought this man was not valuable. He was not fit. So I'm saying sometimes we have been self-centered. But as I'm singing this song, I want to ask to examine ourselves. Where have we come from? Where are we at? And where are we going? Are we happy souls? Are we angry souls? Are we people who are always looking for faults?
So,
is God speaking to you?
We are over Tetra now.
Is God speaking to us? What is God saying to us? What is God saying to us in spirit? Zonke zono I'm going to sing it again, and I'm going to say, Inhliziyo starts in the heart. Sometimes our hearts are in the dark place. Sometimes our minds are crowded with the wrong things. Sometimes we don't live to the fullest because there are things which are tangling us in. We are in a web, sometimes web of lies. Sometimes web of jealous, sometimes web of not forgiving. It starts with inhliziyo. How is it with your heart?
How is it with your soul? How is it with your children? How is it at work? How is it with your relatives? Are we loving Jesus, but we are not loving our own? I want us, when we wake up tomorrow, to say, Divuke kuseni. Ndisithi.
Kiri.
Molo moya uyincwele.
Dumela moya ohalalela.
Without you harboring something into your heart.
Uthandana sipi mo pelong ya gago.
So without the drum, without dancing, I'm gonna sing again.
Ke tlo go opela gape.
You can just come and pray for yourself in the front.
Ka tla wa tla go ithapella mo pele.
So ke zono.